Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. And thank you so much for downloading this. And as always, we're sponsored by my good friends at quantumhypno.co.uk. Do check it out. And we're going to talk about, well, something that happened in Ireland yesterday, which I think you should know about because it is really quite disturbing. And that is that we see that the Irish Taoiseach has called for, quote, a COVID-style response to how the government communicates with the public over immigration. And he concedes that communications and engagement must, quote, improve on all fronts. Well, what does that mean then? I mean, what does COVID-style response mean? Does that mean only allowing government-approved information? Does that mean getting the social media companies to suspend accounts for voicing concerns or holding opinions contrary to that of the government? Does that mean slandering anyone that disagrees with government? Because that is the COVID-style response. During the COVID era, my friends, and anyone living in Ireland knows this, the Irish government were extraordinarily tyrannical. They were as bad as any of the European governments. Certainly Britain wasn't as bad as Ireland. So the Irish government, during COVID, grabbed complete control of the narrative and punished everyone and anyone who dared to challenge back. And that's exactly what they want to do over the migration issue, because they can see that migration in Ireland is now a real hot potato and they are in real trouble on it, because they give the impression of being completely hapless about it. And, you know, for example, we had them saying that they were going to move 100 Irish police to the border to stop all these terrible migrants coming from the north down to Dublin. So they said. Then they clarified that by saying, well, no, they weren't actually sending them to the border, but they might be at some points near the border. But they definitely weren't going to be policing the border. That's how pathetic it is. It's really bad. What's happening? The Irish political class have lost control of the narrative, and even their pals in the media can't really cover for them because it's so badly done. So, but it's interesting that the Irish government reverts to COVID-style tyranny when it encounters another issue that it can't handle. So, if you want to have a COVID-style responses. The minute you hear those words, that's it. You lost me at that point, because none of us can agree that a COVID-style response to anything is acceptable. In fact, far from it. But it's interesting because the politicians have obviously learned that because they were able to close down discussion and debate during COVID time, they think, well, maybe we can use that exact same mechanism to shut down debate on other issues, like, for example, migration. So when we see Tent City in Dublin being uprooted by the government, but then they simply disperse them to a couple of other areas because it looks a bit unsightly and they don't want the bad PR from it, they must surely realise just how desperate they come across. And the whole pretend fight that they've picked with the British government over, oh yeah, you're sending your migrants to us because they're all so scared of Rwanda. Now, I'm not buying that at all. As I've said to you folks, I see no evidence from, and I live in Northern Ireland, and I live not that far from the border, that there's this tidal wave of migrants traveling down to Dublin. I don't see it at all. I think the Irish government is projecting. I think they're lying. I think they're deflecting. I think they're trying to do anything to turn the story away from their complete incompetence over migration. They're the ones that have gone against the wishes of the Irish people and import all these thousands and thousands and thousands of third worlders. They're the people doing this. Irish people never asked for it. And if they did, they'd be suicidal. But they have to live with the consequences of it, you know. So I think reverting to COVID-style tyranny shows the desperation mindset that's prevalent in governmental circles when they think that There's no other way out of this. If we allow people to be able to protest, you know, if we allow people to be able to post on social media, if we allow people to hassle us, then we're going to be in trouble. So we better shut it all down. And I don't know, you know, and of course they're claiming, oh no, it's just communication. We just got to get the communication right. Well, what does that mean? You got to get the lies, better lies. Is that what you're talking about? I mean, the other interesting thing that I saw was I saw a video of a guy down in central Dublin, Abdul. Abdul stays in a free apartment with two others in Dublin. He has six kids, a wife in Afghanistan. He isn't working. He's waiting to be given a free house by the Irish government. He will then bring the family over to get free education, free healthcare, and all the rest of it. And that is the actual reality of what's going on down in Dublin and in Ireland. You know, the Ireland's being consumed and destroyed by the Irish politicians. And I only hope that enough Irish people realize that and rise up against it. Thanks for listening.